Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh, man, Corey Majors.
Oh, man.
And that was underwhelming. And, of course, the famous Alec Medford. We are live from Taco Bueno in Mesquite off of Town East Boulevard. I assure you, they are open, and we are less than 24 hours away from Peace-a-thon. Corey, you do not need to raise your hand,
Kevin,
but you did.
I did raise my hand because I have a question. Because I'm looking at our list for Peace-a-thon for tomorrow. We got an awesome list of people. They're going to be on with us tomorrow, man. Jake Berger is going to join us at 2
yes.
o'clock tomorrow. Christy Scales will be on with us. I'm being told one of my hero baseball players is going to be on air with us. And so this is an exciting time.
All right. Can we talk about that for just 1 second?
Before I get to that.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Who has the most difficult last name to spell on the station? It's between Chiafalo, Chuck, and myself, I believe.
It's Chiafalo. Because I continually fall into the trap of, does the A go first?
Yes.
And then the O later?
Yes.
And so I've had to look it up a disproportionate amount of time, and I'm sorry, Chio. You deserve better.
Well, yes. Let's go ahead and talk then real quickly about one of my baseball heroes that could potentially be on our show tomorrow at, it looks like, Choppy's time. So that
yes.
would be awesome for Choppy to be able to chat with him, too.
Yeah. So Will Clark is going to jump on with us about noon. However, he is hunting at his ranch whilst this is happening. So I don't know about the timeliness in the hunting areas. You know, like, I
yes.
don't know if you see a boar go, wee, and you're like, that's noon.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's how it's going to work.
Well, I will say this. Like, that dude right there is one of the most entertaining storytellers of all time.
Yes.
I loved him as a kid. Even when he was with the Giants, I was a fan because, you know, the Will the Thrill posters that I saw at the card shops and stuff. And, dude, tomorrow at RJ Duke Sports Cards and Memorabilia is going to be a great day. But today we are at Taco Bueno in Mesquite, 1336 North Town East Boulevard. Kevin, right now I'm holding one of the steins. We have a few of these steins to give away today, a few of them. We have this Taco Bueno hat that I'm wearing. We have a few of those to give away, some party boxes. And we have some other things. Is that one of those vests, too? Do we have one of them? No? No, okay, all right. There's a lot of stuff to give away, though, Kevin.
I thought you were trying to take his.
That's a shirt.
I know, but I thought
he
was trying to take it.
He was at the Bearded Monkey with me the other night when we were giving the vests away, and those things just flew off, man. People wanted them because they were very invested.
Good.
I took your joke.
No, I just wanted to say that the person who texted in, I'm not the one who said you were whining. I just want to make that very
clear. Hey, Kevin, why are you
clear.
Calling me a whiner?
Nope, that was not me.
He said you're not a whiner, you're a wiener.
Most all of the time, I try to put my name on the text responses.
Same, yeah, yeah.
It's not a perfect system, but most of the time I try to do that. All right, Alec, can you go ahead and please, please give me cut number 8? Because I want to talk about some positive trends for the new look Cowboys.
Eagles at their 24. Hurts will hand it off inside to Barkley. And immediate penetration by Quinnen Williams. I live here now, sir. The previous occupant is no longer here. You might want to think about knocking at this door again.
All right. So, obviously, that's an objectively amazing call from Brad Sham. Can
we
absolutely agree with that?
Absolutely.
All right. But I wanted to start with a couple of defensive things. All right. It's a small sample size, but in two games since a busy trade deadline, obviously headlined by Quinnen Williams, do you know the Cowboys run defense stats?
No, but I can imagine it's been under 100 yards because Ashton Jeanty, he couldn't even get 7, I feel like.
Yeah. No, I think he did run for 7.
Okay, all right.
On 6 carries. I have to double check that.
I feel like you and Mickey know that stat.
It's not good. But here's the thing, and I find this terribly impressive. They have had 30 carries against them in these last two games for a total of 90 yards.
Wow.
That's 3 yards a carry. But here's what I think, and by the way, like you mentioned, it's 3 yards a carry against Ashton Jeanty and Saquon Barkley. All right, it's not
two
like
premier
you,
running backs.
Yes,
Jeanty's had his struggles this season, but he's going to be an electric running back when they fix their offensive line.
Theoretically, the best running back out of the draft class and the best running back in football last year. But here is what I think is a way bigger deal: those 30 carries, one of them went for 10 or more yards.
Didn't
it feel like every second or third one?
Yes. Now let's talk about the why there.
Yes.
All right. For two things. One, yes, the Vegas Raiders have a bad offensive line.
Agreed.
The Philadelphia Eagles offensive line has struggled in the run game this year. Those are two real things that can be true as well as this. That means your defensive front is not bad anymore.
Yeah.
Your defensive front is getting the push up front to put those guys back into the running back to create not easy blocking lanes.
Yes.
So that those gaps can be filled by the linebackers, Logan Wilson, Kenneth Murray, DeMarvion Overshawn. All those guys now can do their job because it's being held up in front of them, Kevin. Mm. This is very similar to when Ezekiel Elliott was at his best because the Cowboys could block it. You know, like that's what it's all about is those guys in the trenches create lanes. And if you don't allow them to create lanes, then your guys easily fill those lanes and make stops so you're not getting exploded for big plays.
Okay, so I agree with the mechanics of all of
that's
that.
That's the mechanics.
And I think that's a great breakdown.
Oh, we have Jonas Brothers tickets too.
Shut up, do we?
That's what it says on this little thing
I probably
right here.
Shouldn't have said it like that. I mean, I don't care. That's whatever. Good luck,
Holy
everybody.
Crap, Jonas Brothers tickets.
I asked my wife, I go, oh, Jonas Brothers Christmas special. You want to watch that? And she goes, nope. And I was like,
oh man.
So, yeah. But
she said, not with you.
Oh, man, that's hurtful. But here's the broader picture. You're right. The Raiders have a terrible offensive line. And Lane Johnson was out. Like, I concede those points.
Yeah.
But I'm not to the point. Maybe I might not even be that close to the point of where I'm ready to break down who the opponents were. This has been an awful run defense prior to those last two games. Just awful. So hopefully in two more weeks I'll be like, yeah, they gave up 4.1 yards. I'm not thrilled with that because this blibbity blabbity. And I think those are all fair critiques. But when you go from just the absolute worst to hold on just a minute.
Well,
your run defense looks pretty good. That's a huge step for me.
I guess let's look at this for a second, Kevin. There's only really one team left on the Cowboys' schedule that even concerns me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Starting the run, and that's the Lions. And that's a massive concern because of what Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery do. But the Chiefs haven't been able to run the ball well. The Vikings, they can't figure their offense out right now.
Right.
Aaron Jones will probably tear us up because that was Aaron Jones does. But there's new-look defense. The Chargers are good at running the ball. But the Commanders and Giants, I don't fear that. So I feel like there's three games there that you're going to get similar results for sure. And the only one that concerns me that much is the Lions. And that's one of those where you better get ready and prepared and pumped for that game because you know what they're going to try to do. So, dude, this stretch is about to be really exciting if this defense is legitimately what we've seen the last couple weeks. That defensive front and the way they're stopping the run game. That's what Jerry said. The whole reason they did all this stuff was for these results right here, and he's getting the results he asked for.
All right, next. You want offense in general or the offensive line specifically?
Offense line.
Okay, so let's go back. And the reason why I keep focusing on these 2 weeks is this is the 2 weeks post-trade deadline and post-injury bonanza of players coming back. All right, 2 weeks ago, the pressure rate against Dak Prescott was 20.6% on Monday Night Football. That was the second lowest he's seen in a game all season.
Wow.
And then what did you see against the Eagles, who I don't think it's here to be particularly debated that the Eagles have a very scary defensive line. Eagles got one sack. And I didn't particularly feel like, there were some plays for sure, but I didn't feel like Dak was in danger or having to consistently run for his life whatsoever.
No.
I think
he ran when needed.
Yes, yes.
And ran for a touchdown. I thought, go ahead and finish. But
I was just going to say, I wouldn't have thought going into it that I was like, I think the Cowboys offensive line played better than the Eagles offensive line, injuries or no.
Yeah, one of the great things is Dak is at his best right now, making sure he's not holding on to the ball.
Agreed.
Like, that's a huge factor in this. But having that healthy offensive line up front, and if you watch, Broaddus and Wolchuk said, go watch. I said, okay, I will.
And Guyton will be out on Thursday.
Yeah, and you know what, though? Not concerned about that so much right now.
Is he last on your list?
Yeah, it's the pressure up. I mean, Nate Thomas, I feel, thumbs up, we'll wait on. And Jerry did say he felt more likely that Pickens was going to be okay, and that Nate Thomas or that Guyton might have less of a chance to play on Thursday. We already discussed that a little yesterday too. But Kevin, the three guys in the middle, go watch. If you didn't do it yet, go watch that battle again. What they were doing with Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis interior wise was so much fun. Like, this is one of those, like, you kind of have to like watching the offensive and defensive line to enjoy it, like to truly enjoy it. But if you do, you're going to go back and go, man, that was a battle. That was, some of them got lost. It was a back and forth thing, right? But those three guys in the middle are giving you the effort you need to keep Dak standing up and comfortable and able to step up into the pocket. And that, Kevin, is one of the reasons because A, Dak's getting rid of the ball quickly, and B, that trio in the middle is doing their job. It's nice to have them all healthy right now.
Now, in terms of broader offense, going into the game against Philly, Dallas was the only team in the NFL to have top five players in passing, rushing, and receiving.
Nice.
Dak was fifth in passing yards, Javonte was fifth in rushing, and George Pickens was second in receiving. What happened? Dak Prescott 23 of 36 for 354 yards. Javonte Williams, 20 carries for 87 yards. And man, did those feel like a really tough 87 yards that he picked up. You know what I'm saying? I felt like he earned most all of those. And then George Pickens, of course, 9 catches for 146 yards and a touchdown. So my point being, you went into that game, if we've talked about the defense and we've talked about the offensive line. Now, the greater offense is you had top five in all of these. And eventually, not immediately, but eventually, all three of them showed out for you.
Yeah, it's how demoralizing must it be to go, all right, we have forced them into a situation where they can't use Javonte Williams.
Yeah.
We've forced them into we have now double-teamed CeeDee Lamb. Good luck to him. F. George Pickens is wide open on a slant to pick up yards.
Yep.
And then you go, all right, now we're going to focus over there. And this offense just has all these different pieces that they can go to. This is nice to see right now.
And then specifically... And we're off at the Taco Bueno off of Town East, specifically focusing in on George Pickens. So, first week of the new look Cowboys, George Pickens, 144 receiving yards, 77 of which came after the catch. And then this week.
Did you expect that? Yards at Yak for him?
Kind of.
I didn't. I expected.
Once I saw how the slant play works, and it has like essentially a built-in extra 6 to 7 yards every time, mm-hmm. and sometimes significantly more.
Especially when the quarterback's hitting him in stride instead of on a point where he's slowing down.
Correct.
But then add to it, I just expected that there would be a lot of deep balls. But CeeDee Lamb's injury created a space where they had to learn more about George Pickens, and that's benefited this team a lot.
And you look at this past week, his average yards per catch was 16.2. That's the highest that Pickens has had in a game in a little bit more than a month. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I'm going to go back to this time and time again. And it's specifically the in-cutting to the left slant that I think right now is the most undefendable route in all of the NFL. Now, he can cut the other way, of course, but it's that in-cutting route that cuts into the left, I guess that's repetitive, every single time that it feels like no matter how good of a defense you're playing, that person is always like a good yard behind. Uh-huh. And it gives the opportunity to gain extra yardage. So I love that George Pickens is getting the timely passes and that Dak is leading him, and that's leading to a ton of yak.
Yeah, and watch Dak, watch Dak when he steps up to the line of scrimmage and he's surveying everything, and then watch those safeties move, and then that's when Dak goes, got it. You know, like you can almost see the moment Dak goes, I figured out exactly what we're about to do now. Because he's got a couple different plays he's working with when he gets up there. But, Kevin, that's the benefit. Once he sees one-on-one coverage, he knows he has a couple different options based on what he feels that other safety is going to roll over to. Okay? If that safety rolls his way, then he goes for the slant. If he rolls over to CeeDee Lamb, hey, go deep. He's got options there.
Yeah.
But the thing about Pickens' body type is you step off of him 2 yards – you've given him too much space. You step off him 7 yards, you're screwed. You get right up on him and press him, he's blowing right by you. So that he creates these with his physical size and speed, he creates these just absolute turmoil problems for these cornerbacks. And that's the he can use his body to shield, create space, and get that catch because he's got big, strong hands too. It's a real it's a nice luxury right now that not every team in the league has.
And I like that somebody goes, even Malik Davis has been running the ball well. Yep. And so what you have to keep in mind, though, these are all hopefully you've positive in the last 2 weeks. But what we have to remember is this is the first time all year you've won back-to-back games. And the last 3 times this season the Cowboys have tried to get above 500, they're 0-3. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to point to some of these things where if you're wondering, like, how did they win these 2 games, it's because you're seeing things that are working at every single level across the defense. We talked specifically about the defensive line. Now we talked about the offensive line and then the offense in general, especially the skill position players. You've had things working the past 2 weeks at all of those different levels. Now, can you carry it out to your first 3-game winning streak? Not to be that person, but we'll find out.
We'll find out.
On Thursday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.